Would someone get our president over here? Actually, we don't need you. There's our leader. How are you, doctor? Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the April meeting of the Finance, Facilities, and Operations Committee. Ms. Banks Wilkins, would you please call the roll?
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Sherilyn Muir.
Here.
Trustee Myron Siegel. Trustee Barbara Georgievella.
Here.
Chair Manuel Sanchez.
Here.
BOT Chair Mark Strauss.
Here.
Thank you.
Very good. Mr. Davidson, would you please verify that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been posted?
Mr. Chair, all required notices have been posted and distributed at least 48 hours in advance of this meeting, and with proper quorum present, I recommend you proceed.
Very good. May I please have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those in opposition, hearing none, it passes. All right, may I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of February 4, 2010?
So moved.
There's a second. All right, seconded by Trustee Boy. Who did you get as the movement on that, John? Because Cheryl and Mark did about the same time, so I'm just testing you. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. All right. Today's agenda includes a number of items that require committee approval. Among the items are contracts and agreements, including 1, gasoline 10% ethanol blend purchase, 2, the NIU Foundation Professional Services contract, 3, telecommunications cellular service open order, 4, 4 contract renewals, 3 contract amendments, and 1 agreement extension. The committee will also receive reports including procurement reform legislation, quarterly report of transactions in excess of $100,000, periodic report on investments, and semi-annual progress report of active capital projects. This morning, do we have any UAC representatives? Is Dr. Rosenbaum here?
Yes.
Good morning. And Dr. Wass?
Yes.
Very good. Good morning. Would either one of you gentlemen or both like to make a comment or say something this morning?
We have no comments.
Very good. Well, thank you, and thank you again for your continued support, particularly during these very difficult economic times, more specifically the challenges that all higher education has, and selfishly I'm focused on the challenge that NIU has in dealing with this fiscal crisis. Mr. Davidson, have any members of the public registered a written request to address the board in accordance with state law and the Board of Trustee bylaws?
Mr. Chair, no timely requests have been received.
Okay, at this point, I normally would be handing it over to Dr. Eddie Williams, but before I do, a point of privilege, I want you all to know that I have rarely seen more energy and more focus among my fellow trustees and the leadership of this university than I've seen in this. We're just finishing the first quarter of 01, if you will, and I don't want anybody to assume for a second that we don't feel your pain or that we're not really, really working as diligently as we can to deal with the economic challenges that we all face. The faculty, the staff, management, I mean, we are very cognizant of the challenges that we have. And please know that you have a board of trustees that is most definitely, and as the chair of this committee, I particularly heartened to share with you the fact that we have trustees that are committed to doing everything within our power and everything we can in Springfield to try and make sure that whatever financial support we can secure, we will try our damnedest to get it secured and to make sure that NIU continues this tradition of over 110 years of excellence in higher education. So I'd also like to acknowledge the presence of Dr. Prieto. Thank you for joining me today. This is a pleasure for me, not just as an alum, but as a trustee, to share with you as we go almost into May and to the end of this second semester of graduations. There's a weekend away. We're all excited about that. But I want you to know that this trustee, this chair of this committee is particularly pumped up, notwithstanding the economic challenges. We're going to get through this, and believe it or not, one day we're going to look back at this and say we're a better higher education facility because of the incredibly difficult challenge that they posed to us here in DeKalb. But we're going to survive this thing, and ultimately we're going to thrive. With that, Dr. Williams, I'll hand it over to you. Keep the crowd pumped.
Let's play two.
I'm ready to rumble.
That's great.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, members of the committee, we're very pleased to bring forward recommendations regarding our operations. Before we enter into our specific items, I do would like to make a statement regarding these contracts. For several of these contracts are for fiscal 2011. They are to obligate funds in a fiscal year where we do not have an appropriation at this point. In discussions with the president and reviewing of this, what we will say to the board, which is very important, that approval today of these items only gives the university authorization to move forward. We will be evaluating the budget as it is unfolded unto us, and there may or may not be amendments to these various agreements based upon where we stand with our appropriation. So I do not want you to feel like we are absolutely locked into these various contracts or commitments. We will have opportunity to amend them based upon whatever happens with the budget process. With that statement, I'd like to move forward. Item 7A is for approval of the purchase of our gasoline for our transportation department. We use a 10% ethanol blend. Again, we got some very competitive rates, $2.57 a gallon. We try to weigh out a certain portion as part of this contract, and then a certain portion of the gasoline we use would be purchased based upon need during the fiscal year. And so we asked your approval of this contract.
Is there a motion?
So
moved. A second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion?
$2.50 a gallon. What is the line for?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, you have to purchase, I don't know how many hundreds of gallons, but if you
thousands of gallons.
Yes, sure.
Save it.
Put it in your trunk.
But given point of clarification, Dr. Williams, given our move, if you will, to hybrid cars, and that in combination with our contracts that we've locked in, if you will, at lower prices than you can generally get, has that had a demonstrable impact on the bottom line in terms of this expense factor?
It has, absolutely. And Bill Flanukin should be, there's Bill, stand Bill. Bill has been working very hard, both with the combination of negotiating these fuel contracts, as well as utilizing our hybrid systems. Bill, maybe you can give a very quick summary.
Sure. We've estimated that over the last 6 years since we began using hybrids, we've saved about 100,000 gallons of fuel in that way alone. Right now, while the contract price right now is a little bit lower than the $2.57 that we'll be paying, the $2.57 includes all the taxes also. So as you can see right now, that's 40 cents below the pump price.
You know, I still remember when this first came up years ago. How many years ago did we start this?
Hybrids, the first ones were 2003.
Right, and notwithstanding some of the bad publicity that Toyota has been dealing with, I haven't heard the Prius or that those models coming under attack in the safety warnings.
No, none of the Priuses we have were in the 2010 recall for sticking accelerators. There was an issue with floor mats that we've addressed, and Toyota's addressing also.
Very good. Well, thank you. Any other questions? Thanks, Bill. Work on your golf game now, Bill. Get a new golf club, please. Please, he's the only guy I know that has a real wood that is a wood that he uses on the golf course, not metal. All right, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes.
Item 7B is the renewal of our contract with the Foundation for Professional Services. This is an annual contract approval. The Foundation provides fundraising services to the university. This amount is equal to the same as the current year contract, and we ask your approval.
Very good. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Okay, second? Second. Okay, seconded by Trustee Boy. Discussion? Yes, Trustee Sherrilyn Muir.
In keeping with the vein of this meeting and the tone set by our chair, I think it's very important to talk about the foundation and the role of the foundation as it relates to the university. And without the foundation and the strength of the foundation, we couldn't do many of the things that we're fortunate enough to be able to do. So I want to thank Mallory Simpson, who represents the foundation. But more so, I want to thank all the members of the foundation who work really so diligently behind the scenes to secure the funds that are necessary. And in this day and age, it's, you know, everyone knows how difficult it is. But to make sure that philanthropy remains a very vital part of the university is critical. So this is a very important motion for us.
Okay. Further comment? Yes, Trustee Boy.
What Trustee Murray just said, that especially now with Springfield's numbers going down from 25% of our budget to probably much less as the years go on, the foundation plays even a much more important part of the university budget in the years to come. So thank you, Mallory, and the board for all the good work you people are doing.
Very good. I would just add as a point of privilege as chair that all I need to do is go to my next meeting at our beautiful business school or stop in our alumni center and realize that but for the efforts of the foundation, we might well not have those facilities and a heck of a lot more. So I too want to echo the sentiments. The foundation's an integral part of this university, and so we gladly take up this subject of renewing the contract and moving forward. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. Next.
Item 7C is approval of our ITS telecommunication cellular service. I need not comment regarding the fact that cellular services are more and more taking the market in terms of phone services throughout because of the texting, because of the emergency awareness and preparedness and notification systems and the like. Costs will be borne by individual departments and will be supportive of our faculty and staff. We therefore ask your approval of the contract with Verizon for $375,000.
Okay, is there a motion?
So
second? Moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor? Oh, yeah, pardon me. Trustee Muir.
One quick question. I probably should know this, but I don't. Are we Wi-Fi on the university campus?
I should know that, but I don't.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Well, I know some parts. I don't know if we're 100% yet.
I think we'll get an answer.
Good.
The university has been Wi-Fiing the campus for quite a few years now. We've just been entering a major program to upgrade our Wi-Fi antennas. If you go to our campus map that we have out there, you can click on the Wi-Fi thing and it'll light in yellow all the buildings where there's Wi-Fi access. We have both restricted Wi-Fi access for employees and students only. And in the areas where we might have guests and visitors, we actually have open access, which is included in this room, so our reporters can get on to our network. So yes, and we... Yes. Well, the whole campus is not. I mean, it's expensive, and we're carefully expanding the program. Oh, but we do have a strategic initiative to increase our Wi-Fi coverage. Additionally, as the cellular goes, we're also increasing the capacity of their cellular providers to have access to our campus for all of them. And it's going to be a no-cost option for us, but they will be access. We're going to give them access to distributed antennas on campus that will be hidden. So we're going to improve the cell phone coverage for all carriers and all students and faculty and staff and visitors.
On a scale from 1 to 10, where do you think we are in terms of...
On Wi-Fi, we're probably about 30%. I mean, we have a lot of land here.
Yeah.
And you need a lot of antennas and a lot of wire to connect the antennas back to the network to do it. And it's just a cost. So we're expanding in the strategic areas.
Great.
More importantly, and we work with the students to see where they're more interested in having it and try to get those areas first.
Good. Thank you.
Any further discussion or questions? Just in the spirit of transparency, I'm not gonna abstain. I am a Verizon Wireless guy, and I'm gonna vote in favor of this. But I think that corporate governance, including higher education, really, really compels more transparency at every level. And so I don't think it disqualifies me. But I want you to know I'm a Verizon Wireless guy. All right. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. Next, Eddie.
Item 7D is a new contract for the maintenance of our existing telecommunications switch. This is the same negotiated price as we had in the current fiscal year, so there is no change in the cost, and we therefore ask your approval.
Motion. Second. Okay, moved and seconded to approve this contract with Shared Technologies, Inc. Any discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. 7E.
7E is an open order for catering services at our Naperville facility. This is a pass-through for various conferences and activities that occur at the facility. They contract through us for catering services, so it's a pass-through item, and we ask your approval.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. 7F.
7F is for the physician services in conjunction with our Neutron facility. The Neutron facility, we work with Fermilab. We contract separately for physician services. This is a renewal, and we ask your approval.
Okay, is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Yes, Trustee Muir.
On this contract, is this a pass-through, or how does this work? Is this part of our grant?
No. These are dollars that were set aside about 5 to 6 years ago that established a base when we were requested to take over the Neutron operation. And so these are base figures that are available to us that we generated internally.
And this is to pay for physician services?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And the revenue that's generated from the procedures, does that come back to the program?
It comes back to the facility, and then of course you have the operational costs,
right,
as well for maintaining the facility. And later on there's another item that relates to this.
But the revenue generated then goes to the facility.
To support the facility.
To the facility, correct. And this contract is to pay for the professional services.
That is correct.
Okay,
that is
you.
Correct. And by doing that, that then reduces the cost for us in terms of paying for the operation and maintenance of the facility.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. 7G?
Item 7G is our renewal of the open order for removal of solid waste and recyclable materials. This is through institutional funds, and we ask your approval.
Okay, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those in opposition? Hearing none, it passes.
7H is a part of the Neutron facility. This is the agreement with Fermilab. The actual agreement is with the University's Research Association, which represents or their prime contractor, Fermilab. And in this agreement, we get the actual beam service that's necessary to operate the facility, as well as other medical physics support for it. so that the university's responsibility beyond this agreement is to maintain the operation, the clinical staff, and that's what we just discussed, the physicians and so forth that are a part of that. So we ask your approval.
Is there a motion?
I'll move.
Is it second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. Okay. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. 7-I.
The 7-I is approval for the Energy Infrastructure Improvement Phase 10, this performance contract. These have been very, very positive for the institution. We have reduced our capital cost needs and investments by utilizing this mechanism, one of the wiser decisions out of Springfield in the drought that's down there. But the president just told me to shut up, but at any rate, we have been very fortunate and one of the leading institutions in the state of Illinois to take advantage of performance contracting, and we are therefore asking to amend our contract for $6.2 million for additional projects which are listed in the item that would be purchased and paid for by the contractor, and they would receive payment through the savings that are generated by these projects. We ask your approval.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? You know, Eddie, I know that when we first moved into this, you gave us a brief explanation to it, and it seemed almost too good to be true, and usually when that's the case, it isn't true. But in this case, this seems to have truly worked out. What was the genesis of this? I mean, what was it, just the slowdown in the economy that we anticipated, or what? How is it that we got into this in the first place?
Well, I think that what happened, the state, again, was looking at the fact that there were just a large aggregate of deferred maintenance projects throughout the state, and this actually predates the financial problems that the state has. But there was also, in addition to the deferred maintenance, there was a commitment and movement around the country for energy preservation and projects that would be set up that would reduce energy costs and our demand and use of especially foreign-owned products. That combination led to this concept, which was introduced in the General Assembly. The university's vice presidents of my group advised that this would be a very positive thing for the state to do. The legislature followed through and passed the initial bill. I think it's been over 10, 12 years ago. And then seeing how successful it was, they actually renewed the bill. The original bill had a 10-year payback period. They extended it to a 20-year payback period, which would allow a larger number of projects to be included in this kind of performance contracting. So it has been a very positive program, and yes, it did sound initially too good to be true, but it has turned out for us to be very successful.
Very good. Trustee Strauss? I'm sorry.
There's obviously a large amendment here. I'm curious as to whether this represents additional projects or whether the pricing was not what was anticipated for the projects that were originally approved for Phase 10 back in December.
Yes, sir. These are actually additional projects.
And just generally, what type of projects are included?
I think that there's some in the East Heating Plant. There are projects that deal with the East Chiller Plant, which includes tie-in. We were very fortunate to obtain grant funds from the state that allowed us to build a new Central East Chiller Plant. This facility is just about completed. It is located just east of the Student Services Building. Thank you.
and just west of Anderson Hall. And we were able to do this with a minimal number of university resources, but the state provided us through this whole movement in energy conservation and so forth. A centralized chiller plant saves us thousands of dollars on our chilling. So what we had to do was then move forward with a project that actually connected various buildings to the new plant. And we were able to do that through a performance contract. And I want to thank Bob Albanese and his staff, because initially we thought we were going to have to fund that from our own resources. Mm-hmm. And then they found ways to put this project under the performance contracting. And that's why it's being amended. Now we can add it. Initially, we didn't start out with that idea.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Trustee Muir and then Trustee Boy.
Just a quick question. Are there a glut of vendors? Is there a drought of vendors to perform the services? Or am I misunderstanding? Do we perform the services in-house?
Oh, no. We actually, this is put out in a request for proposal. We've had one company that has been very active with us in terms of these projects. But I would say that there is a demand out there in terms of vendors looking for work. I believe also that some did not fully understand how to make this work, but some aggressive companies did take advantage of that. I think the number is increasing, especially given the economy. We feel very, very comfortable with the proposals we've received and the performance of the vendor over the years.
They provide the capital, is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, ma'am.
They provide the capital, and then they get paid off of the differential.
The differential, correct. And up front, we have to decide on the parameters and formulas by which we determine, you know, what is the base. And then as we go into each year, we compare our numbers against that base, and that determines what their savings are, and that's what they are paid.
Great.
It's a beautiful thing. Trustee Boy.
I'm just going down memory lane here. I remember when it first came to us 10 years ago, I think, with Eddie, with the concept, and we started with something very simple like Windows. And I'm looking at this thing now, and it's remarkable. It reminds me of the movie called Other People's Money. Find some more of those ways of doing things. Congratulations. It's really a great way to do this.
Agreed, Trust. Any other discussion? Yes, Mr. President.
And Eddie, maybe the amplifier, maybe Bob Albanese, but I think recently we've been contacted by the governor's office, which always catches our attention, to talk about our success in performance contracting. So it's been recognized outside. This is not as exciting, perhaps, as Pramod Vora's degree in systems engineering,
right.
But it makes a big difference, and the chiller is made a huge That's will right. make a huge difference in the infrastructure, power and energy infrastructure of this campus for a long time, and it's just great we were able to do this.
Isn't that great? Wonderful.
I think most of the people in this room doesn't realize how big the chiller plays in their part of life here.
Yeah.
If that fails, there's no heating, no air conditioning, no nothing.
Amen.
It is. It's a heart and soul campus here. So.
Yeah. Sustainability is a word that's used quite broadly, but I'll tell you what, who would have thought 10 years ago we were ahead of the curve, frankly, not just driven by economics, but frankly, the environment and energy and sustainability. So hopefully Springfield recognizes that as well.
We couldn't believe it.
All right, any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. 7J.
7J is just an open order for commodities for our central stores. Again, an open order, that means as we need materials. We will purchase them through this, through authorized vendors. I wanted to make a comment about this. One of the vendors that was successful in the bidding process has fallen to the economic times, and they're not going to be able to live up to their contract. And that may or may not have an effect on this item. We may have to rebid a portion of this depending on how it works out with the procurement office. But the bottom line is that, again, there was a bidding process. We did have successful bidders. There were two companies, and one of which has problems, but we will, if we have to, rebid it. But we do ask your approval at this time.
Is there a motion? Second. Moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. 7K.
Item 7K is an amendment to an existing grant and grant subcontracts through the Department of Biological Sciences. The research is regarding long-term outcomes of childhood onset epilepsy. We ask your approval of the amendment. The more money coming in from exterior sources, the better we are.
Agreed. Is there a motion?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? All right. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, it passes. Anything further, Dr. Williams?
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to point out to the board there are reports that are associated with this meeting. There is a procurement reform legislative report here. This item will be discussed in detail at the next committee meeting, the Legislative and Audit Committee. There is our normal quarterly summary of transactions, the periodic report on investments, and our semi-annual report on capital projects. If you have any questions regarding any of these reports, we certainly will take the time to respond to your questions. Otherwise, they are presented for committee information.
Okay. Any other matters? Yes, Trustee Vella.
Procurement Act, is it really a big change from the from what it was before? Because I read this and it gave me a headache, which means it's which means it's very complicated. And
yes, you're absolutely correct. It is a profound change in how we do business, and there is a major shift in the responsibility for and the authorization of procurements at universities, at public universities, a major change. And that's why I think we're going to take time in the next committee meeting to discuss it in further detail so that the board can start seeing how this impacts not only the institution, but also the board and its statutory authority.
Thank you.
Was it driven, Eddie, in part by some of the shenanigans that's taken place over the last couple of regimes?
The president has sufficiently muzzled me, so I don't want to say. But certainly it did not result because of something that the universities did. It is a sad commentary wherein those who have, and I truly believe this, those who have done an exceptional job and have protected the state's investment and state revenues and try to maximize those, they are the ones who carry the blunt of the mistakes that occurred in areas outside of our control. And it's a very sad commentary.
Yeah, it's what the sad commentary is that in this era, malfeasance or misfeasance of others unfortunately sweeps us into the reforms, whether it was the ethics legislation, which required, I think, unreasonable bureaucratic regulation and accountability, where I'm all for transparency. It cost us a lot of money. I could just go down the list of restraints that the state has put on us in a regulatory environment that costs us money in an era when we need the flexibility to save money and to move quickly. And I can't think of an area like procurement when we need materials or when researchers need materials or we have to make an emergency expenditure. I can't imagine under this current law, proposed law, how we would have handled 214, because we had to make an emergency decision to make $1 million expenditure right away, and we got the authority to do that and was able to protect our campus and move forward. That's just an extreme example, but on a day-to-day basis, it's trying to manage with one and a half arms tied behind your back, while at the same time they're not paying, giving us our, in a timely manner, our general revenue reimbursements.
Yeah.
So, there, Eddie, how I spoke for you.
Trustee Boy.
Just a clarification here. When you refer to ethics legislation, didn't that take place in the previous governor's?
How previous back do you want to go?
I'm referring to the previous governor's tenure. Didn't that ethics thing really got refined?
It was as a result of the George. Willie, I'm on a roll now. Yes, you remember what happened because of the second former governor, issues of ethics. The former governor pushed, and a legislature pushed through ethics legislation, and so, yeah, it's all going downhill. Yeah, but we're all ethical. But so.
You know, before we close, our next committee meeting is August 26th. But I'd like to, before we conclude, remind the folks here that this is my second opportunity that I've had to chair this Finance, Facilities, and Operations Committee. And when the Board of Trustees was founded in 96 and continuing to the present time, we have been privileged to often hear in a comparative way about how well the NIU Board of Trustees performs, how their diversity is shines among all the others, boards in the state, et cetera. But rarely do you get a chance to do what I'm about to do, is that share with you the fact that the first time I chaired this committee as a trustee, we were in economic booming times. And I remember how impressed I was with the management staffs then and still led by Dr. Eddie Williams. Now, almost 10 years later, we're in the most challenging of times, and notwithstanding the very, very difficult challenges we have, your team, the administrative team that we have here, and I'm talking about from Dr. Eddie Williams and all the other vice presidents that are here and all the leaders of the university, and obviously led by our leader of leaders, Dr. Peters, they really are a shining icon among higher education management teams in dealing with the toughest of the toughest issues. And I think as a trustee, and I know my fellow trustees agree with this, rarely do they get acknowledged for that effort. And we know without the faculty and the staff and the team that we have here in DeKalb and in Naperville and in Hoffman Estates, we wouldn't have the kind of fabulous institution that we have. And so we're no longer the best well-kept secret in the state of Illinois, as I used to say, among higher education. But I think you ought to know that we know just how lucky we are to have the team that we have. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, we stand adjourned.